fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you've been able to tune into the program this week. I've been talking about some really beautiful teaching from the Word of God from St. Paul for his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4. Really just made it through all of chapter 4 yesterday, completed it. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right there on your computer or download them onto whatever device you have to make it possible to listen to them at your leisure. Paul talks about so many important things. I just want to repeat what I read at the very end yesterday because it's such a beautiful passage that's so important for us to be able to lay hold of, which escapes me at times, and I need to keep coming back to it and ask the Holy Spirit to help me lay hold of it and see its value and its meaning, its true meaning in my life. Verse 16, chapter 4, it said, "So we do not lose heart." Paul's there talking about the ministry of proclaiming the gospel, the ministry that really all the baptized have been given, not to do it exactly the same way, but essentially everyone's called into this mission. And Paul's talking about the resistance that comes because of that mission and the affliction and the suffering that comes with it. Paul says we don't lose heart, though. He said, though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction, life is a slight momentary affliction. There's lots of afflictions in this world. There's sufferings, there's disappointments, there's discouragement. But Paul said, this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for something. If we walk in Christ, if we really see who we are and remain faithful to him and live in him and his church, he said, it's preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. C.S. Lewis, in an essay called The Weight of Glory, if I remember, said something like, the weight of glory is, if we die in Christ and enter into God's presence, the holy God saying to us, well done, good and faithful servant, is to bestow on us God's final word, his final word over our lives. And he gives us at that moment the kingdom of God, and the very renown and glory that belongs to God is shared with each and every one of us. And the apostles seek for words to express that. And so Paul is saying, he says, because we look not to the things that are seen, we don't live for this world only, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, they're passing away. But the things that are unseen are eternal. I hope I said that correctly. He said, the things that are seen are transient, they're passing away. There's something greater in you than in everything you can see in this world. Everything in this world is passing away. You won't. You're going to enter into eternal life with God if you've died in Christ, but eternal separation from God if you haven't. You're an eternal creature. He said, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So he's telling us, lift your eyes, remember what's really of eternal value in this world. Cling to those things, walk in those things, give your life more and more every day to those things, and attach yourself to those. And don't attach yourself too much to the things of this world, because if you do, and they become the center of your life, what ends up happening is you share their destiny rather than sharing in the destiny of the one you're called to cling to, Jesus Christ. So that's what's always in play in this world. This is a battlefield, and I think we fall asleep in this battlefield sometimes. And Paul's saying trial and fighting for and laboring for that gospel and for eternal life is crucial. And there's some sections in this letter I want to end with today where Paul talks about the afflictions that he suffered. For example, in chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, he says, behold, now is, this is verse 2, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, that is to sharing the gospel, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watching, and hunger. Wow. Now imagine if we were experiencing these things in life, hardship for the sake of the gospel, because we are identified with Jesus. because we stand up and we witness to the truth, because we share with others the saving truth that's in Christ, or we expose the lies of the culture. That brings resistance. It brought great resistance to Paul. Hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, hunger. He said, by purity, knowledge, forbearance, and kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness in our right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors, and yet we're true, as unknown, and yet we're known, as dying, and behold, we live, as punished, not yet killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. The paradox. What happens? Here's an apostle. He's suffering tremendously for the sake of the gospel. And people saying, you're a nobody, you're nothing. You're passing away. He's punished. They try to kill him. And Paul said, they can't destroy me. Ultimately, they could take his life. But there's something at work in him right there in that moment, in his daily life, that is so much bigger than life here on earth. It's so much greater. Everything, as he said earlier, is a slight momentary affliction, which will all pass away. It'll pass away soon. The question is, are we ready for that passing? So in chapter 11, he touches on it even more. He's talking about what he's had to endure. He said, 5 times I've received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes less one. So 39 lashes, public lashing that's happened. It happens at the temple, at the synagogue, 5 times because they wanted him to stop preaching the gospel, and he wouldn't stop preaching. And they were angry. And so he received punishment for it. He said, he talks about far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, often near death. Countless beatings and often near death. Compare that to our experience of life. Even a little bit of pushback or a little marginalization or maybe a negative look at us because of what we believe. You know, you're pro-lifer, you believe Jesus is the only savior of the world, or you don't believe in same-sex marriage, or you don't think euthanasia is a good thing, being able to people to take their own lives, or have someone take their life at death for them. When that happens, people sometimes are overwhelmed, like, I can't handle this, I don't like this, I don't want this in my life. And look what Paul experienced for the sake of the gospel. 5 times I have received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes less one. 3 times I have been beaten by rods. That's probably by the Romans. Beaten by rods. Why? Why would they beat Paul? Well, because Paul proclaimed Jesus Christ as Lord. That all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Christ. And that means that the emperor, that Caesar, is not the Lord. He's not the ultimate authority. He's a man. He's just a man. He's a political leader, but he's certainly not the Lord of the universe. He's not God, which is what they proclaimed him to be. And for that, Paul would never compromise. He would never say that someone else is God, because he knows the one true God. And he didn't conform himself to the pressure of the culture and keep his mouth shut or burn incense to the emperor, because he knew it was a lie, and that what the world needed to know was that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that love compelled Paul to reveal that. Love compelled him to speak to the political leaders of the time in Rome, even for the emperor, for the message to fall on the ears of the emperor, so he can stop playing the charade and the lie and pretending he's somebody he's not and come to salvation in Jesus Christ. The emperor couldn't save anybody. The emperor couldn't save himself. It was a religious political cult, really, ultimately. And it was fundamentally a lie. And Paul preached right into it and put it in its proper place, exposed its limitation and its lies. And as a result, he got beaten by rods 3 times in public. Imagine. He said, once I was stoned almost to death. 3 times I had been shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been adrift at sea, in the midst of a storm, not knowing what's going to happen. He said, I was on frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to fall, and I am not indignant? He said, if I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I do not lie. Paul really didn't ask, apparently, to be delivered from any of this. In fact, he didn't calculate day after day, this can't be right. I'm losing my status in society. I'm losing my place in the neighborhood. People who were once my friends now mock me. I'm being shut out from the good parties. The people aren't inviting me to the country club, you know, events that they used to invite me to. They're embarrassed to be identified with me. Somebody yelled at me because I was holding a pro-life sign. Whatever it is, I really think it's crucial for us at the end of this week to come to terms with the normal Christian life, to come to terms with what Paul is trying to teach us here, and to allow the light of God's word to penetrate the intentions of your heart and mine, to allow the truth of our fear of being rejected, our fear of men, our desire for comfort, our desire in this world for pleasures and honors and recognition, the desperate desire to cling to an idea we have about how we can find happiness in this world, and literally to live for the glory of this world. It's very common for us to be in that position. I know it in my own life. And we're okay to follow the Lord sort of quietly and in a kind of hidden way. And we say, that's the right way to do it. That's the way we're supposed to do it. And to keep to ourselves the good news, to keep to ourselves the light of God's truth that the culture so much needs right now, and to privately live a quiet life so that we're not upset, where there's no upheaval in our life. There's no pain associated with the gospel. Friends, I'm talking to me, not just to you. And Paul is telling us these afflictions, and Peter will say it, this is your glory. If you experience affliction for the gospel, Peter said, you are blessed. You are blessed if you're identified with the gospel and you experience the rejection that was on Jesus. St. Francis used to talk about that too all the time. But man, is that antithetical to how life is lived now in the culture. It's like our purpose is to make sure nobody ever gets upset about anything. That's not Christianity. Friends, let's reflect on that this weekend. I want to come back to it on Monday. But there's something in here for each and every one of us. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.